To go, there's a separate agenda that's been provided for the financing authority. Do you have that?
Well, let me take a look. So I'm not finding that. Where would that be? It's not on the regular agenda on the website, is it?
It should be on the website, on the very bottom.
All right, I'll take another look.
Okay. I can email it to you too, Director Record, if you would like.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Shirley? I don't see it.
Sure. I'll go ahead and send it right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have it.
Terrific.
Very good.
Okay, with that, we would like to call to order the EMWD Financing Authority at its regular meeting of August the 19th, 2020, time being a little after 10 a.m. With that, can I have a roll call, please?
Director Pauly.
Present.
Director Corona.
Here.
Director Slauson.
Here.
Director Record.
Here.
Okay. With that, let's go to agenda. On agenda item one, which is reserved for public comments, this being a virtual meeting. If there are anybody on the phone, or I don't see anyone in the room that would like to comment, public comments on the finance authority. Hearing none, let's go to agenda item two, which is approval of the minutes. For the minutes of April 1, 2020 at 10 a.m. I have a motion and a second.
I'll move the
second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Director Sullivan.
Aye.
Director Pauly.
Aye.
Director Corona.
Aye.
Director Slauson.
Aye.
Director Record.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Let's go to agenda item three, which is the action items. Which is EMWD's Financing Authority Fiscal Year 2020 Fourth Quarter Financial Report.
Morning, President Sullivan,
Thomas. Yes.
Members of the board. As a background, the Financing Authority was established in April 2015 by adoption of resolution numbers 2015-32 and 2015-33 in order to finance capital projects through the use of revenue bonds. The JPA between the authority and the district call for quarterly reports to be prepared, as well as one public meeting be held per year. The item before you today satisfies both of these requirements and provides the financing authority with the fourth quarter financial report, which provides financial and accounting information for each of the bond series issued by the authority. Revenue bonds were issued by the authority in 2015, 2016, and 2017. The most recent bond issuance by the authority was the successful financing of the 2020A revenue refunding bonds a few months ago in May 2020. There we were able to take advantage of historic low interest rates and issue these bonds in order to refund three different series of the district's variable rate bonds, totaling $155.6 million. As you may recall, this was a de-risking and credit positive move, which also freed up the district's capacity to issue variable rate bonds in the future when market conditions warrant, such as a rising interest rate environment. Happy to say that I'm very proud of the work the financing team was able to accomplish with this financing, especially given that the bulk of the work was done from home during the height of the COVID-19 uncertainty and the precautions that were implemented. Looking forward, there are no current plans for any additional bond issuances this year, but I'll keep the board and the authority updated should things change. Attached to the staff report is, as Exhibit A, is the fourth quarter financial report. Staff recommends the authority receive and file this report. I'd be happy to answer any questions regarding the report or any other financing authority matters.
Have any questions?
I will move then the approval.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call, please.
Dr. Sullivan?
Aye.
Dr. Pauly?
Aye.
Dr. Corona?
Aye.
Dr. Slauson?
Aye.
Dr. Record?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, we'll adjourn the meeting to our next